Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Jesus, the healer, the deliverer, the savior, is passing your way. Not only passing your way, he's coming directly to you. And today, somebody help me shout today. Your healing, your deliverance, your miracle is going to take place in Jesus' name. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for tonight. We bless your name. You cannot fail. You will never fail. And as we come to connect afresh tonight, we pray, Lord, that your mighty power will roll every mountain away in Jesus' name. Solution for everyone. Divine solution for everyone. Permanent instantaneous solution for everyone. I will pray, Lord, that tonight you'll show yourself mighty in the life of everyone, in the life of every brother or sister, in the life of anyone that is connected, whether for the first time or they've been connected before. Today will be a day of miracle for everyone in Jesus' name. You'll confirm your power in every life. Salvation for everyone. Deliverance for everyone. Healing for everyone. Miracle for everyone. Confirm it, Lord, in every life. In Jesus' name we pray. And the victorious people of God shout, amen. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight, we're coming again to our session, our moment, our day of divine connection. And today, everyone without exception, the Lord will touch your life, will transform your life, and will do good in your life in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Matthew. Chapter 1, we're reading from verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I want you to notice something there. His name, his name. You'll call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Let's look at John chapter 1. Verse 12. In John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Notice that again, his name. He gave power to everyone that believed on his name. We're looking at Acts chapter 3, verse 16. Acts chapter 3, verse 16. And his name, underline that again, his name. Everything we get is through that name. A mighty name. A powerful name. A name ordained by the Almighty God himself. And when you come connected with the Heavenly Father, well, the great creator of heaven and earth, and you come in that name, automatically you are connected. And it says his name through faith in his name has made this man strong. You'll be strong. I will be strong. Whom you see and know, yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. What we are talking about tonight is the name that guarantees divine connection. The name that guarantees, that grants you automatically as you come in that exalted name, as you come in that powerful name, the name that guarantees divine connection. And so, if you stand in the name, if you pray in the name, if you ask in the name, if you demand anything in the name, it's the name that gets you connected to the Almighty God. That's why Colossians chapter 3 verse 17 says, in Colossians 3 verse 17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name. You see that again. It says, let there be nothing exempted or missing. Anything you do in prayer, anything you ask in prayer, anything you do in life, anything you're asking for, your confidence is in the name. Your trust is in the name. Your expectation is in the name. And because the name is permanently exalted by the Almighty God, He will give you whatever it is you are asking in that name. It says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And tonight, as you trust in that name, as you believe in that name, as you stand on the basis of that name, as you make your request on the guarantee that were given in that name, no disappointment tonight. In your life, no disappointment. In your expectation, no disappointment. And whatever it is you are asking for, coming in the name that cannot be denied in heaven, the name that overcomes every problem, every challenge, and the name that grants us everything the Father will give. You will not be disappointed tonight in Jesus' name. Again, the name that guarantees divine connection. If you come in any other name, there's no connection. If you think of any other name, there's no connection. And if you trust in any other name, there's no connection. Your good works cannot bring the connection. Your religion cannot bring the connection. And your whatever it is that you are, and whatever you do, cannot bring a connection. The one that guarantees the connection and the power that guarantees the connection. And if you are connected with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord tonight. Divine connection in your life, in my life, in our life, in everybody's life, in Jesus' name. The name that guarantees divine connection. We're looking at three things. Number one, the only name, no other name. The only name that saves from sin. The only name to have salvation, to have forgiveness, to have redemption, to have your life turned around, and for God to prepare you for heaven. And that's not possible without salvation. The only name that saves from sin. Number two, the ordained name, the appointed name, and the settled, established name that heals the sick. It doesn't matter the nature of the sickness, of the name of the sickness. Today, you are going to be healed. Once you trust in that name, and you believe in that name, and you are asking in that name, and you are giving all your heart, all your mind, everything in connection with that name, there will be healing for you. There will be deliverance for you in Jesus' name. The ordained name that heals the sick. I am healed. Say it with confidence, I am healed. And say it with assurance, I am healed. The ordained name that heals the sick. Number three, the overcoming name that frees every slave. It sets the captive free. It breaks the chain. It breaks the yoke. Every prison door spiritually will be opened. Every captive will be delivered. And anything that chained you down, any sin that covered you up, incarcerated you, as if you are there, you are there forever, Jesus is passing your way. Not only passing your way, Jesus is coming to you. And as he gets to you, and you touch him, and you believe in that name, and accept what he has provided for everyone on the cross of Calvary, deliverance will come to you. The thing that held you captive, all those things, and the chains will be broken away out of your life in Jesus' name. The overcoming name, that means the name that overcomes. It will overcome, that name will overcome your enemy. That name will overcome and overthrow all your captivity. I am free. I am free. Those who are really happy, they say, "Wait," they say they are free, and you will know they are free. I am free. The Lord confirm it by that overcoming name in your life in Jesus' name. The overcoming name that frees every slave. Let's come to number one. Number one, we're looking at the only name that saves from sin. The only name, no other name. You want to be saved, you want to have eternal life, you want to have forgiveness, you want to have redemption. You want the Lord to write your name in heaven and say, "He is mine, she is mine. I bought him, and Christ has made a connection between me and him." Believe in that name, everything will be settled in Jesus' name. We're coming to Acts chapter 4, and we're reading from verse 12. Acts chapter 4, we're reading from verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. Understand that, believe that, accept that. Don't be wondering about. Don't be going from this to that. Don't search for salvation in any other, because there is no salvation in any other. It's not in yourself to produce the salvation for yourself. And it's not in any man, in any religion, to produce salvation for you. And it is not in any work you can do. You can fast, you can pray, you can go to the mountain, you can go to the riverside, you can bath with what they call holy water, special water. There's no salvation there. You can try to give money to the beggar. There's no salvation there. You can try to pay money to religious people. There is no salvation there. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven. There is none other name under heaven. Every city is under heaven. Every country is under heaven. Countries far away, countries nearby, our own country, any country under heaven. There is no name under heaven in any country, in any town, in any place where you can have salvation. It says, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Salvation comes through Christ. And as you trust the name of the Lord tonight, believe in the name of the Lord tonight, have your confidence in the name of the Lord tonight, salvation will come to you. It will come your way and it will give you salvation. It will come your way and give you forgiveness. It will come your way and it will redeem your life. All your sins will be forgiven. You need to accept that one. And all the guilt, all the condemnation, everything will be taken away from your life in Jesus' name. Because this is the name approved of God. This is the name given by God. This is the name recognized in heaven, recognized on earth, recognized by the Father, recognized by everyone, every saved soul. The name that grants us salvation. And how do we have that? Look at Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Acts chapter 3, reading from verse 19. Repent ye therefore, now that you know who to turn to, now that you know who to accept, and now that you know who to hold on to, and that forgiveness and that redemption and that salvation will be yours. Repent ye therefore. What does that mean? Turn away from everything you depended upon in the past that you thought will save you. Everything you depended on in the past that you thought, this will give me salvation, turn away from everything. Number one, you turn away from every bad sin, every evil sin, every sin that you have committed. But you know that's not enough. If you were trusting in your good works, you turn away from the good works. If you are trusting in your religion, thinking this religion, even the Christian religion or any other religion, that the religion will save you, you turn away from that religion. If you were trusting in some good works, philanthropic works, I do this, I do this, I do that, you turn away from that. Anything you trust in, anything you have confidence in, that you said, this will save me, and this will get me a ticket to heaven, you turn away from everything. Repent ye therefore and be converted. The hand of the Lord will touch you, and it will convert you, and it will turn your life around, and it will set you free from your sin in Jesus' name. Look at this. It says, you repent and you are converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When you come to the Lord and depend and rely on the name of Jesus, every bad thing you have ever done will be forgiven, will be cleansed away, will be blotted out. And it is so blotted out that it will not be seen against you and against your life anymore in Jesus' name. That your sin may be blotted out, all the pollution of the sin will be cleansed away, all the dirt, all the filthiness will be cleansed away. And it's the blood of Jesus that does that. And he does that for everyone as you call upon him. He says, all the sins blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come. The times of refreshing shall come. It will refresh your spirit. It will refresh your soul. All the tiredness, all the weariness, and all the, you know, I don't know why this is so, I cannot go on, you'll be refreshed. Your mind refreshed. Your spirit refreshed. Your life refreshed from the presence of the Lord. There will be the refreshing and the rest and the restoration and the rejuvenation. It will do that for everyone that trusts in the name of the Lord Jesus, and the salvation will be definite and real. Anybody that sees you will know that you're a fresh person. Your spirit is fresh. Your life is fresh. Your actions are fresh. Your behavior is fresh. Your habit is now fresh. A new thing will come in your life because the past is gone. And there will be a new thing in your life in Jesus' name. Number one, the only name that saves from sin. Look at number two. Number two tells us the ordained name that heals the sick. The ordained name that heals the sick. You know, as Jesus came into this world, he showed very clearly that the Lord had ordained him, had appointed him, has given him to the whole of humanity, so that all their sicknesses, whatever the sicknesses are, everyone will be healed. And you have read your Bible. If you have read the Bible, you know that anyone that came, everyone that came, he healed them. He touched them. And they were not sick anymore. And the same thing today, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You understand that? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday in Bible days. Today, at our own time, and forever, even after today, from that time until time that you cannot even reckon, the name of Jesus is the same. The power of Jesus is the same. And the healing virtue of Jesus is the same. And I want to assure you once again, it's passing your way. Are you sick? It's coming your way. Are you oppressed? It's coming your way. Are you tormented? It's coming your way. Are you demonized? It's coming your way. Do you have any mental challenge? It's coming your way. It's the name that is ordained to heal the seed, and it will heal you. I said it will heal you. I see you there. You have a testimony tonight. And the Lord will change everything that needs to be changed in your life in Jesus' name. The ordained name that heals the sick. And when you hear the prayer and we say, Lord, take this away, take this away, take this away. And we say, in Jesus' name, that's final. When you hear that last amen and that final amen, every sickness in your body, every infirmity in your body, everything is taken away. Yeah. I believe. And it is unto you according to your faith in Jesus' name. Yeah. Look at Mark. Mark chapter 16. We're reading from verse 15. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And then he says, look at verse 17 there. He says, this sign shall follow them that believe. Are you there? I said, are you there? Supernatural healing following you tonight. Divine healing following you tonight. This sign shall follow them that believe in my name. What will happen? Cast out devils, speak with new tongues, and if, as you lay your hand on yourself, we lay our hands on the sick, and they shall be healed. You will be healed. I said you will be healed. Look at verse 20 there, in verse 20, Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And he said, they went forth and they preached the word, the Lord confirming the word with signs following. That sign will follow tonight. The power of the Lord will take all the sickness away from you tonight in Jesus' name. Because of the name that heals the sick. We're looking at Acts chapter 3, and we're looking at verse 2. Acts chapter 3, we're looking at verse 2. It tells us in verse 2, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. That man had been there. He was born that way, paralyzed, lame, and could not make any movement at all. But then Peter and John were going to the temple at the hour of prayer. And now we come to our hour of prayer. Hour of prayer, hour of healing. Our prayer, our deliverance. Our prayer, our of being set free. Our prayer, our of total redemption. Total redemption in your life. total healing in your life. And as we pray and we mention that name, the ordained name that heals a sick, all your sicknesses will be gone. If you believe that, it's going to happen instantaneously in your life in Jesus' name. And then we're told in verse 3, Acts chapter 3, verse 3, we've seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And then in verse 4, it says in verse 4, and Peter, fastening his eyes on him, with John said, look on us. Look on us. We have something for you tonight. Look on us. Something spectacular is coming your way tonight. Look on us. The name is going to work a mighty miracle in your life tonight. They said, look on us. They knew those who are good preachers and those who are faithful preachers and those who are preachers that had faith in the only name for salvation. They had faith in the ordained name for healing. And because they knew they had the name, the Lord Jesus had given them as he has given us his name. And he had said, whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will do. That's the reason they said, look on us. Look at verse 5. In verse 5, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. You'll get more than you expect. He was thinking they'll give him arms, they'll give him money. You're not going to have money now, you'll have that later, but now you'll have miracle. You'll have healing. You'll have deliverance. They said, now he gave them heed, expecting to receive something of them. And then he must have been surprised in verse 6. In verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. What do you have then? If you don't have silver and gold, they had the healing power of the Lord. And that is coming. And when you are healed, you'll go out and work. You'll get silver and gold plenty. And when you are healed, you want job, you'll be job is available. You are good. After this program, Divine Connection, go out and get your job. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Such as I have. If I tell you what I have, is that all right? I said, if I tell you what I have, is that all right? I have the name of Jesus. I have the power of the Holy Ghost. I have the authority that Christ has given. And when you operate in that name, there is no disappointment in Jesus' name. That name will work for you tonight. That anointing will work for you tonight. That power will work for you tonight. Peter was sure he had something. That's why that man was healed. Praise the Lord. Every believer must be sure that he has something. We have the name. You have the name. And that name will heal the sick. I said that name will heal the sick. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name, somebody shout that name. In the name, somebody shout that name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. It will happen. Blind eyes will open. It will happen. The lame will rise up and walk. It will happen. And all those problems that have been there for a long time sickness, long time mountain, and long time infirmity, everything will vanish away in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And then in verse 7 it says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. The power of Christ will lift you up. the anointing of the Lord will lift you up. And what problem, whatever problem you brought in here today, everything will vanish away in Jesus' name. And immediately, that's the word, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Immediately, somebody shout immediately. The power of God coming upon you tonight, immediately. And the glory of God upon you tonight, immediately. Solution to every problem in your life tonight, immediately. And immediately his feet and ankle bones receive strength. And in verse 8, it says, and he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Walking, who is that? And leaping, who will that be tonight? And praising God, who is that tonight? Amen, amen, amen. The Lord will do it in Jesus' name. Let's come to point number three now. In point number three, the overcoming name that frees every slave. That means the name overcomes. Overcomes every challenge in your life. Overcomes every infirmity in your life. Overcomes everything that is there that should not be there. The Lord, with that name, is going to overcome that in your life tonight in Jesus' name. The name, overcoming name. You'll overcome all the works of Satan. You'll overcome all the activities of the evil one. You'll overcome all those things walking about in the body. You'll overcome every mountain, and you will be a victor, a conqueror, an overcomer in Jesus' name. The overcoming name that frees every slave. Look at Luke chapter 10. We're reading from verse 17. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy. And the 70 returned again with joy. Can I tell you, it doesn't matter the number. If it's one person that touches God through that name, you return home with joy. If it's 10, what he does for one is able to reproduce that, replicate that, and do it for 10 at the same time. If it's 10, touching him, holding on to that name, you return home with joy. Amen. If it's 700, if it's 7,000, if it's a whole million, trusting the Lord anywhere, everywhere, he doesn't walk by number. He walks by faith. And as you touch him tonight, anywhere you are, whatever the number, you return home with your miracle in Jesus' name. And he will set every captive free. He will set every slave free. And everything that has been a yoke in your life, he will break that yoke. You believe that? It will happen. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Every devil will submit today. Every demon will submit today. Because it's the name that gets them submissive. Is the name that cancels their power. Is the name that overcomes them. Whatever they have planted in your life, which the Heavenly Father has not planted, will be uprooted tonight in Jesus' name. It says, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And then in verse 18, and he said unto them, he saw what he did not see. He knew what he did not know. He was watching and observing, and he could see what was happening. And he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. In your life, the Lord has seen the victory you have not seen. He has seen the dominion you have not seen. He has seen the conquering power, operation of the name that you have not seen. As we pray tonight, as we call upon the Lord tonight, even Satan, the author of every problem and the foundation of every problem, he'll be conquered out of your life in Jesus' name. And then he says something marvelous in verse 19. He says, behold, I give unto you power. Connection, connection, connection. The connected were Christ, and Christ connected them with power. And as you connect with the Lord tonight, you'll be connected with power in Jesus' name. Behold, I give unto you power. I receive. I receive power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Serpents and scorpions. Whatever serpents they are, whatever infiltrate those serpents, and whatever scorpions they are, and whatever is controlling those scorpions, you'll march on them. You will overcome them. And he says, and over all the power of the enemy. You've got it already. Over all the power of the enemy. And then he says, you are no more going to be a slave to Satan, a slave to sin, a slave to evil, a slave to calamity, and a slave to all those negative powers, a slave to the serpents, a slave to the scorpions. You are not under the power of the enemy anymore. You are not a slave to enemy anymore. He has set you free. The name that overcomes, and that name overcomes all your challenges tonight, it is done in Jesus' name. He sets us free. He sets me free. And once you connect with God through that name, freedom becomes yours, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Me. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. In the day, nothing shall by any means. In the night, nothing shall by any means. Whatever enemies are there, whatever enemies are not there, nothing shall by any means. He will set you free. Look at John chapter 8, and I'm reading from verse 30. John chapter 8, we're reading from verse 30. As he spake these words, many believed on him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. And as you believe, that means they believed on his name to save. They believed on his name to heal. They believed on his name to set free. And as you believe, remember, Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, there is no change. As they believed, they were set free. As you believe, you are set free. Am I talking about you there? You are set free in Jesus' name. And look at verse 32. In verse 32, it says, and ye shall know the truth. You have known the truth now, that there's only one name, the name of Jesus. That's the name that saves. You have known the truth now, the ordained name of Jesus that heals the sick. You have known the truth now, the overcoming name of Jesus that sets free. And ye shall know the truth. You know the truth now. I said, you know the truth now, and the truth shall make you free. And the truth has made you free. You're a sinner, you can be free tonight. You're sick, you can be free tonight. You are not the power of any enemy. You can be free tonight. Know the truth. The truth of the name, the only name. The truth of the name, the ordained name. The truth of the name, the overcoming name. And as you have known that truth will set you free in Jesus' name. Look at verse 36. In verse 36, it tells us, if the Son shall make you free, Satan cannot contradict the work of Christ. Evil people cannot contradict the works of Christ. And any difficulty, any challenge cannot contradict the works of Christ. If Jesus says yes in your life, no serpent, no scorpion, no enemy, no evil spirit, no demon, no power on earth can say no when Jesus has said yes. He has said yes in my life. I said, he said yes in my life. If the Son therefore shall make you free, tell me the rest of that verse. You shall be free indeed. As the Lord has come and is passing your way and is coming to you and is going to set you free, I shall be free indeed. I shall be free indeed. I shall be free indeed. This is your time. This is your moment. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, and whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be healed. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be set free. Where are you? Why don't you rise up? Because this is the moment of salvation, is the moment of healing, is the moment of deliverance, is the moment of dominion, is the moment of setting the slaves, the captives free. Look at your life and any area you need freedom, tell the Lord, oh Lord, I'm here. Oh Lord, I'm here. I know the name. I know the name. I know the name. The only name. The ordained name and the overcoming name. Tell the Lord, Lord, I believe. Tell him, Lord, I believe. And he's going to set you free. Whosoever, that's you. Whosoever, that's you right there. Whosoever, you feel the weight of your sin. Whosoever, you feel the pressure, the pollution of your sin. Whosoever. And you feel the power of sin that you cannot overcome by yourself. Whosoever, is the name that brings forgiveness. It's the name that brings conversion. It's the name that brings salvation. There is no other name given among men under heaven whereby you can be saved. Turn away from everything you are depending on. Turn away from your good works. Turn away from your religion. Turn away from your sin. Turn away from your secret confidence. Nothing else will save but the name of Jesus. He died for you on the cross of Calvary. And he said, it is finished. Finished. No more condemnation. Finished. Finished. Salvation now comes. Finished. It's passing your way. It's coming your way. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just tell him, Lord, I'm here. I recognize myself as a sinner. I cannot save myself. My good works cannot save me. My zeal in religion cannot save me. Lord, I come to you. Only in your name, the name of the one who died for you, only in your name do I have forgiveness, salvation, redemption, reconciliation with God. Only in your name. Anywhere you are that whosoever. Saves yesterday, today, and forever. Always the Savior. Always the Savior. Is ready to forgive, ready to save, and his salvation comes to whosoever will call on his name. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord confirm that salvation in every life in Jesus' name. You're giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ now, and you're believing on this only name that brings salvation. Wherever you are, just raise up your hand and everyone will recognize you there. That you are making up your mind. You are turning away from anything that you have been depending upon before. And you are turning away from every sin. And you are holding on to Jesus as your Savior. Raise up your hand. As you raise up your hand anywhere you are. Here in the auditorium. Outside there. In any region, in any state, in any nation, or just by yourself over there, raise up your hand and let the Lord know that you are depending on Christ now alone to grant you salvation. He has seen your hand, he has seen your heart, he knows you are trusting him and him alone for salvation. Keep up that hand. We'll pray together now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the assurance you have given us that whosoever shall call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. And we'll pray for all these who are here, all those who are there everywhere. We're asking, oh Lord, you touch them right now. Cleanse their sins away right now. Forgive them right now. And give them your salvation in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, your spirit will bear witness with every one of their hearts that their sins are forgiven. That the sins will not be remembered against them anymore. And that your salvation is theirs right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. A good amen. Amen. I want to assure you that the word of the Lord can never be faulted. He has said, whosoever shall call on my name shall be saved. You have called on his name and you have sincerely believed in that name. on the authority of the word of God, you have salvation. I said, on the authority of the word of God, you have salvation. And that salvation will be evident in your life in Jesus' name.